Same suspects may have stolen guns, coins, currency from two stores. The owner of Vienna Gun and Gold, 386 Maple Avenue, E. No. 200, was alerted on March 29 at 11:15 p.m. that the store's alarm had been activated. Viewing his security camera, the owner advised the Vienna police dispatcher that he saw 5 to 6 people in the store stealing guns. When officers arrived, they reportedly observed two men fleeing the store with firearms. The men refused to obey the officers' commands, got into a vehicle and fled the area. With the information that there still were more suspects inside the building, the officers could not pursue the vehicle, police said. The Fairfax County Police Department's K-9 and helicopter units responded to assist. Further investigation determined the two men were the only suspects involved, police said. Police searched the area but could not locate the suspects. While officers were investigating the burglary at Vienna Gun and Gold, they found the suspects had made their entry into the building by forcing their way into a suite belonging to Massage on Us, 386 Maple Avenue, E, No. 110. The owner of the business determined a collection of rare coins and bills was missing. These cases remains active investigations, police said. Vienna police catch two juveniles after incident near restaurant. Third sought, an employee at Bear Branch Tavern, 133 Maple Avenue, E, told Vienna police on March 29 at 8:27 p.m. that three teenage girls allegedly were throwing bottles around the parking lot and jumping on his vehicle. The juveniles left the area before officers arrived, police said. Police located one of the juveniles near the intersection of Locust and Cottage Streets, SW, about one block from Vienna police headquarters, and found a second juvenile behind the commercial building at 142 Maple Avenue, W. Upon interacting with the two juveniles, police reportedly detected signs of impairment. Police notified the juveniles' parents, who came to the scene, and officers released the juveniles to the parents' custody. Police did not locate the third juvenile. Charges are pending in this case, authorities said. Bicyclist injured after colliding with vehicle in Vienna. A motorist on Walnut Lane, NW, was trying to turn right onto Lawyers Road, NW, on March 26 at 3:37 p.m. when the vehicle struck a bicyclist traveling in the opposite direction of traffic, Vienna police said. Rescue personnel transported the juvenile bicyclist to an area hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Vienna police again to participate in drug take-back initiative. In conjunction with the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, and state and local law enforcement agencies, the Vienna Police Department again will participate in a one-day initiative to remove potentially dangerous controlled substances from area homes. On April 27 between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., the Vienna Police Department will provide a collection site for old, expired, unused or unwanted medications. Prescription medications, controlled or non-controlled substances and over-the-counter drugs may be turned in anonymously at the collection point inside Vienna Police Headquarters, 215 Center Street, S. Participants can dispose of medication in its original container or by removing it and disposing of it directly into the collection box. If an original container is used, people should consider removing any identifying information from the prescription label. Liquid products should remain sealed in their original containers to prevent leakage. DEA will collect vape pens or other e-cigarette devices from the public, but only after the batteries are removed. Intravenous solutions, injectables and syringes will not be accepted due to associated hazards. The only exemption is EpiPens. Commercial businesses, pharmacies or other medical facilities may not use this to discard expired medications or medical waste. For further information, contact Master Police Officer Juan Vasquez at juan.vasquez@villanova.gov or 703-255-7845. Fairfax County, State Police, Road Shark, effort results in nearly 5,700 citations, warnings. Fairfax County Police and Virginia State Police issued 5,695 citations and warnings during the first wave of this year's joint Road Shark Traffic Safety Campaign, conducted between March 17 and 23. Road Shark is a strategic initiative focused on enhancing visibility and implementing coordinated enforcement and educational activities to combat aggressive driving, minimize traffic incidents, and foster positive changes in driving behavior, Fairfax County Police said. During the first wave of enforcement this year, officers cited one driver for allegedly doing 105 miles per hour in a 50 miles per hour zone. The number of citations and warnings issued was 1,909 more than recorded in the first part of last year's campaign, officials said. The second wave of Road Shark will begin April 22. An VA Regional Intelligence Center wins Fusion Center of the Year award. The National Fusion Center Association on March 27 honored the Northern Virginia Regional Intelligence Center, NVRIC, honored as its Fusion Center of the Year. NVRIC was one of more than 80 fusion centers across the United States considered for the recognition. NVRIC, jointly operated by the Fairfax County Police Department, FCPD, Virginia State Police and 20 local, state and federal agencies, facilitates the pooling of resources, expertise and information to help keep Northern Virginia safe, officials said. The collaborative work aims to enhance the identification, detection, prevention and response to terrorist and criminal activities and employs a comprehensive approach to combating all types of crimes and hazards. NVRIC also developed a more proactive counterintelligence program to help Northern Virginia leaders stay ahead of potential threats.